Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. Luke the Evangelist. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen.
Open noti, open sotir, open urotiri, so there is so sepshiri. Emef notit on pi auna of shining. Pi ofa penoti pi.
From the Psalms of our father David, the prophet and the king, may his holy blessings
be with us all. Amen.
You water its ridges abundantly. You settle its furrows, you make it soft with showers. You bless its growth, you crown the year with your goodness, and your path drip with abundance. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord, God and Savior and King of us all, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever, amen. And when a great multitude had gathered and they had come to him from every city, he spoke by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trampled down, and the birds of the earth devoured it. Some fell on rock, and as soon as sprang up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. But others fell on good ground, sprang up, and yielded a crop 100-fold. When he had said these things, he cried, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Then his disciples asked him, saying, what does this parable mean? And he said to you, it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to the rest it's given in parables, that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are the ones who hear. Then the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. But the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, who believe for a while, and in time of temptation fall away. Now the ones that fell among thorns are those who, when they have heard, go out and choked with cares and riches and pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to maturity. But the ones that fell on good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience.
Glory be to God forever.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today is the first Sunday in the month of Hatur, and we will read the same parable of the sower this week and next week too. So 2 weeks we will read the same parable, the same part, one from St. Luke, and the next week we will read it from St. John. And why we that the church chose this part from the parable, from the gospel, to read it in Hatur, because it's usually in the Middle East in these days, they have to harvest, they have to go and the sower go and spread all the seeds in everywhere. This is the timing of harvesting it. This is the time of when the sower go and threw all the seeds. And also this parable, like Jesus Christ is trying to talk to the people through parables, and I think that he was walking and he saw the sower. So he said, and a sower went out to sow the seed. So he took like an example, a life example, and give to the people as a parable to teach them something different. The majority of the parable is like for morality, for ethics, but this specific parable, it's different. It's about the kingdom of heaven. If I go to the beginning of St. Luke, the beginning of like the chapter 8, now it came to pass afterward that he went through every city and village, preaching and bringing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him. So this parable, it's about the kingdom of heaven. It's not about morality, about ethics, how what we have to do in our life. So this parable, it's mainly about the work of God. And today we will go through, we'll take some meditation about like about some points. Maybe it's different perspective. We know very well the four different soils. We know that very well by heart. What is a soil? What is a seed? Well, who is a sower? But today we'll take it with different way. First of all, if I am a farmer and a good sower, usually I am very professional, and when I put my seed, I have to put it perfect. I know exactly my land, and I know exactly where I have to put all the seeds. Doesn't make sense that if I am a sower, so I spread my seeds over, for example, the stones. Or I know very well that there's some thorns away, and I put my seeds also to there. So something different, why Jesus Christ came to the people with this parable, and he said, a sower and all the seeds came around. Is it a mistake from the farmer, from the sower, to put all the seeds away in this different soil? No, it's not a mistake. With different perspective here, he did this in purpose. He spread and threw all these seeds in purpose in the four different soils, because he said, I will do that. I will sow the seeds. I will put my words in you, whatever your heart. And he did that with everyone. He did that with the 12 disciples. 11 took the seeds and worked with that, and one was betrayer. He knows very well that this heart is a stone heart. All the seeds will not come inside. However, he didn't stop to seed, to spread this word, these words and the seeds into this heart too. And he was waiting for any fruit. Are you sure, Jesus, that you are waiting from me, a stone heart, to give you a fruit? Yes, I still have this hope. That's why I will never stop spread my seeds into you. But my heart is also too very rocky. I can't take all these words. But Jesus Christ answered, I will put again and again, I will not stop never and ever to put my seed inside you. It's my work. I will never leave you. He went to the Samaritan woman, and he knows very well that this heart also too is rocky. She can't listen. She was arguing all the time with him. However, he didn't stop to work and spread the seed inside her heart too, until the heart became a good soil. A lot of time, like, we think that, yeah, God may be stop to spread his word into me. Sometimes he's not talking to me because I'm a sinner. No, he didn't do that. He will never do that all too. He's always talking to me, whatever I am, the four kind of soil. Sometimes I feel that after the parable, sometimes the people said, okay, I will choose which heart I am. I am the rocky, the stone, or I am as a side or a thorn or whatever. No, we are the four. Myself, I have the four. I move from one to one. Sometimes I'm anxious. Sometimes I'm not listening. Sometimes I'm very busy with everything. Sometimes I'm good. Spiritually, I'm a good level. So don't be discouraged which heart you are. Because we are all the four hearts. And the problem is the 75% from the hearts are bad. From the soils. If we take like 100%, there are four soils. So 75% are bad. And only 25% only good. Who can do that? It's only Jesus. Only God who can do that. He will spread and he will seed all the seeds inside me to change me from the heart bad to the good heart. He will do that. He's like a sower. He said, I am the sower and I will go and I will seed all these seeds everywhere. Are you doing that in purpose? Yes, I'm doing that in purpose. They brought me a sinner woman. And I didn't look to her from my, because yesterday we talked about the kindness, one of the fruit of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. So with his kindness, he didn't talk to her and he didn't even look to her and he didn't judge her. But finally, after he finished everything, everyone went away. He asked her, anyone judged you? She said, no. So go and don't sin again. That's it only? Yeah. I put one seed inside her heart. And what she did, totally different. Matthew. He was passing through. And he said, and he was looking to him, come and follow me. What you're doing, he's a tax collector. You know who is a tax collector? He's a very bad man. His heart is not a good heart. Yeah, don't worry about that. I will put my seed inside. And let's see, maybe he will change. And he's changed and became Matthew. Even St. Paul, Saul, when he was persecuted all the Christians with a bad heart, he put his seed inside him and he became St. Paul. St. Moses the Great. He was walking, he was a thief, he was a very bad man. And what happened? Also, God tried to put all the seeds inside his heart to change his heart. Is it all the heart that this is a work of God, but what I have to do? So it's only my heart to be a passive, not active? No, I have to. But I have to trust Him. This is my active part for me. I have to trust Him, trust what He's doing with me. He's always talking, He's always seeding, He's always puts His seeds, His word inside my heart, but I have also to trust Him. Don't be desperate that my heart is rocky or thorn or whatever. I'm changing from heart to heart, but the work of God is always working. God is always working inside my heart. You can imagine that all these disciples and apostles, the majority of them are fishermen. And what happened? During that year, Jesus Christ tried to put inside their heart different seeds. And by the Holy Spirit, they became our disciples, the disciples and the apostles. But there is someone who didn't like that. He didn't trust Jesus Christ and His word. And he said, I'm not listening. And Jesus Christ didn't stop. I will tell you what you have to listen. To the end of my life, God will work inside me and will put seeds inside my heart. And He will never stop because He wanted that to change and to come to His bottom. Don't be desperate that my soul now, my soul now is bad. Because He's always working inside me and He will change me too. So what I have to do else? There is anything else I have to work on it? Yes. If I'm trusting Him and He's always working with me, I have only to repent. If I know that my heart, the 75% from the heart, from the soul, are bad, so what I have to do? I have to repent only easily. He opened the way for me to repent, to go to the kingdom of heaven. When Jesus Christ came to the world and He was the incarnated God, what happened? He tried to explain to us. I was in kingdom of heaven, and I left everything there now, and I am with you. I wanted to tell you what in heaven. When I go back to the heaven, I'm waiting you too. So do whatever you do, I will do also to my part. I will put my word inside you. I will work with you all the time, but also remember that I am waiting you in heaven. And maybe sometimes I pray and I say to God, okay, I'm a sinner. You can imagine how sins I did in my life. Even now, when I'm talking to you, I am a sinner, and you know that very well. So He answered, but I came for you. I came for you, not for anybody else. If the good is good and he's like feeling inside him he's good, it's okay, he's good. But I came for the sinners. So don't be desperate at all, because I'm always working inside your heart to change your heart from the rocky one to the best, to the good one. And I will never leave you. Even I am a sinner and I do a lot of sins, yes, this is my part, I have to do that. Are you sure about that, Jesus Christ? Yes, Habibi, and I will do that all the time. But I'm waiting only from you to trust me and to repent. And finally, the last part in the gospel of today, He said, as my Father sent me as a sower, I am sending you also to, as a sowers, to seed. What is that? What do you mean about that? What I have what I have to sow. I have to sow the word of God. If God give me some talents, I have to sow also to the talents. I have to sow love, kindness, forgiveness, charity, love the poor, help the people, help everyone, love everyone. I have to sow that. If Jesus Christ gave me that, all these seeds, and he told me, sow also too, like me, be a sower, so me too, I have to do the same. I have to sow all the love between the people. I will manifest who is Jesus Christ, who is the real sower, when I am giving the love to the people. Jesus Christ was there when he came to the world because he wanted to sow all the love and spread the word of God and spread the love to know that the Father loved the people. And finally, he sent us to be a sower because he wanted to sow all the love through the people too. But to do that, I have to remove the ego from myself, and I have to love the others. It's easy. So it's a double work. Work comes from God, who is working inside me, working hard inside my heart to change my heart from the bad to the good heart. He's always doing that. Like a farmer, he's a very professional one, but he was spread his seeds, sow the seeds in purpose, and he knows maybe this heart will come with some fruits. Maybe. And he didn't stop. And finally he said, I send you as a sower to sow all the seeds through all the world. We are Christians in purpose. He wrote our names in heaven from the beginning, before the world. Like we are chosen by names. And he put me as a seed inside the world to have fruit, not for me only, no, to have fruit with others. If I am imitating the people, the world, I am doing the wrong, I'm taking the wrong way. Because I am a different person than the others. Finally, I can tell you, Jesus is a sower. Jesus is a seed. Jesus is the fruit, too. May God give us the repentance and the way of repentance, and to work as a sower also too in this world. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pentecostal, creator of heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man, and he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose from the dead according to the Scriptures. Ascended into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he's coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified. And in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come.
Ευλογήσον
επί προσευχής τας ηθέ.